Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm still in amazement after what we saw here on Monday Night Football between the Baltimore Ravens and the Los Angeles Rams. And I know a couple weeks ago I was doing a show with Maggie and Bart, and I was making a case, and I still would stand by this passionate case for Russell Wilson trying to win his first MVP in his illustrious NFL career. But as positive as I've been about Wilson's chances of winning that award, even I can acknowledge what Lamar Jackson has done this year, and what Lamar Jackson was able to do on Monday Night Football was nothing short of remarkable. And if indeed Lamar Jackson ends up winning the most valuable player award, you are going to look at this Monday night performance. There are plenty of times you could think about that signature moment of a player's regular season. If it's a comeback season, like Michael Vick having that great game against the Redskins many moons ago on a Monday night. Last year was Mahomes in losing efforts against New England on Sunday night, in that wild shootout against the Rams on a Monday night where it just became so obvious that Patrick Mahomes was off the charts, was doing some special things, and was going to find his way to win the MVP. Well, Lamar Jackson, in becoming the youngest player ever to throw 5 touchdowns on the Monday night stage, he's been showing you all year what he brings to the table as this off-the-charts, larger-than-life, dual-threat quarterback. And you go back to what was said about Lamar Jackson by respected football people. Bill Polian had an illustrious career in the NFL. Bill Polian went on multiple platforms and basically said, Lamar Jackson is not a quarterback. Lamar Jackson's future in the NFL is at wide receiver. And let's just say that take didn't exactly age well. But even after Lamar Jackson had the great regular season, Baltimore rallied back from a deficit and won a division title last year, I remember coming on the air Monday morning, right after Wild Card weekend, and me along with many others were yelling and screaming about the fact that John Harbaugh, in a game in which his offense did nothing against the LA Chargers, should have gone to Joe Flacco. Think about that for a minute. I, along with many other people, was yelling and screaming for Joe Flacco to come in and play for this crazy talented, crazy athletic quarterback who, to his credit, has now taken his game to a far different level than what it was even last year. Because last year in that playoff game against the Chargers, what was the knock on Jackson? The knock on Jackson was simply this. He can't complete a pass. He's not a good enough thrower of the football. He's throwing the football so much better this year. It's not even funny. But think about what the Ravens have been able to do. The Ravens this year, teams should be taking notes. They should be taking notes at what their franchise has done in supporting their young quarterback. They have built an offense entirely around Lamar Jackson's strengths. They have the three tight ends. They got a powerful runner in Mark Ingram. They can substitute with a guy like Edwards. Jackson, we know, can do his thing. They get speedy wide receivers, guys they can count on, Hollywood Brown, Willie Snead, you name it. And they have basically said, look, Lamar, we know what you can do, bro. We want you to be the star. We want you to run the show. I saw right out of the gate week one against the Miami Dolphins, and as great and as dominant as Lamar Jackson looked, it was the Dolphins. A couple weeks ago, it was the Bengals. That's true. The LA Rams, say what you want about their offense, which we will get to in a minute. That defense has the likes of Aaron Donald, Clay Matthews, Eric Weddle, Jalen Ramsey on that team. And he was able to do whatever the hell he wanted to do Monday. 15 to 20, 169 yards, 5 touchdowns, and then goes for 95 yards running it. How insane. That's why Baltimore is on their way to real Super Bowl aspirations. Are they going to have to beat New England again? Probably. Is there a pretty good chance that game will be on the road at Gillette Stadium? Yes. But right now, I'm waiting to see the defense that's got an answer for slowing Lamar Jackson down. They showed the graphic on the Monday night broadcast. Great defensive minds from Bill Belichick. We'll get another shot at him, and I guarantee you he'll throw some different looks. He's the greatest to ever do it. But from Belichick to Pete Carroll to Romeo Crennel, now Wade Phillips, all of these old-world defensive minds have had no answer for what Jackson can do. And you look at Ozzie Newsome, who will go down as one of the great NFL executives to ever do it. I think it's fair to say he left the Ravens a nice parting gift by delivering Lamar Jackson as their next quarterback. They move on from Joe Flacco. It was the smartest thing they ever could have done. They built their team around this youngster, and now the sky's the limit. They're one of the best teams in football. And what could have been for a lot of teams with Lamar Jackson, and what could have been with their head coach? A lot of people thought last year John Harbaugh was trying to ticket his way out of there. That maybe the Ravens, because he was there for such a long period of time, were going to think about making a change. Well, smart organizations know when they have a winner. Smart organizations know they have a coach that's won and has won in a big way. You keep that coach, especially when it leads you to a division title last year. You look around the NFL, tell me a coach you'd rather have than John Harbaugh. Belichick, that's about it. Tell me the coach you'd rather have. Andy Reid, damn good coach. I'd rather have Harbaugh. Mike Tomlin, no thanks. Rather have Harbaugh. This guy has adapted from changing his offense, designing an offense around the skill set of Lamar Jackson, and then you look at the analytics stuff. Where he's been ahead of the curve, and he brought a 20-something-year-old whiz kid in there basically to say, let's maximize our chances of being successful. That ability to adapt, folks, not everybody has it. Not every coach has that within them to say, you know what? Even though I've been successful, I have to change the way I'm doing things. Belichick's been able to do it, but there have been a lot of coaches. Even look at the end of Mike McCarthy's tenure with the Packers. He was very much stuck in his ways. Now, maybe a year out will help him. And he'll end up somewhere else and he'll do a much better job. I could see it. Especially after being humbled, not getting a job. But you got to be able to adapt. You're going to coach for a long period of time. And Harbaugh's been a head coach there for over a decade now. You're going to have to change your style to some degree. Speaking of changing styles, the other big takeaway I have from this Monday night game, in addition to Baltimore and their dominance and Lamar Jackson maybe making a case for being the MVP, what happened to the Los Angeles Rams? This was a team last year that was scoring at will. That shootout on Monday night. The whiz kid, the mastery of Sean McVay in designing plays. Goff, all the weapons, Gurley. The Rams right now look totally shot. They look like the most unimpressive 6-5 team that you are ever going to see. Because their identity, it's gone. Their offense ain't making big plays. Todd Gurley looks like a corpse. Jared Goff. Think about the amount of money the LA Rams paid Jared Goff. Think about the amount of money they paid Todd Gurley and Aaron Donald, who's a stud, and Jalen Ramsey. They have gone all in with that roster. And my thought is, are we looking at that roster's best days being behind them? I think it's easy to make that argument. You pay Jared Goff. You're banking on the fact that he is going to get better as a quarterback. He's taking major steps back. They can't work the play action like they once did. Gurley, to me, is the cautionary tale of running backs. Nobody was better than Todd Gurley, what, 3 years ago? 2 years ago. Guy was as good as it gets. He looks completely done. No explosiveness. Beyond just another guy. And everybody was kissing the feet of Sean McVay last year, and I totally get it. Likeable, coached up the quarterback, put his players in a position to succeed. This is a humbling experience for the whiz kid head coach. He loses that Super Bowl to Belichick. Everybody went to work on what New England was able to do and what Chicago was able to do to Jared Goff. They don't have an answer for it. The Rams might be in the playoff mix at 6-5, but Monday night you saw one team that looks and feels like a Super Bowl contender. The others seem like a team that is going nowhere fast. And it just goes to show you how in the NFL, you got to maximize that window. Because even a team like the Rams that was in the Super Bowl last year, that you thought was young, that was emerging, that was going to be there for a while. Got to wonder if that window is all of a sudden closing more and more by the minute. Interesting Monday night game, to say the least. And if we're talking about Lamar Jackson winning the MVP in late January, early February, remember this Monday night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.